Okay, let's get into Tainus Yerushalmi Daf Chaf Test, the third to last daf here in Maseches Tainus Yerushalmi, and we are discussing some of the graphic imagery that took place before what? It's not 100% clear in all of these Gemaras. Is this in Beitar, before Beitar was destroyed? Is it before Bais Sheni was destroyed, Bais Rishon, all different opinions? But the Gemara described on yesterday's daf, a lot of the affluence, and not just the affluence, a lot of the numbers, hundreds of thousands of Am Yisrael, these major population centers that were destroyed at some point at one of those stages that I just mentioned. Again, we got into it through Beitar because right, one of the tragedies that happened, as we know, five tragedies of Shavuot Batamuz, five tragedies of Tisha B'Av, and Beitar was one of the tragedies that was mentioned in the mission earlier, and that's how we got into this discussion. So we are on the Chaf Chesam Abayis on the bottom. We spoke about 80,000 Pirchei Kahuna, a number of stories about 80,000 Pirchei Kahuna. The last one was that they all tried to hide in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, and they did not make it out except for Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak, HaKohen HaGadol. He was the Ud Mutzal Me'esh. So now we have another. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shmonim Elef Pirchei Kahuna. 80,000 Pirchei Kahuna, young Kohanim. We're going to change this to Baku. L'tochai Yelosav Shal Nebuchadnezzar. There were 80,000 that made it out, that they were able to escape through the soldiers. They went to Yishmael. They figured maybe Yishmael will help us out. Yishmael are our cousins, and maybe they would help us out. Right, the Karban Eida. Shachashvu sheyirachmu aleihem sheim kroveihem. Right, we thought wrong, but we thought then. And at that time, Yishmael hadn't had such a history with us. Maybe this was the beginning of the history. Amr lan havu lan nishte danan sachi. Please give us something to drink because we're so thirsty. Right. So we know this exact reaction happened in the Midbar, as is described by Chazal, based on stories in Sefer Bamidbar with Amon and Moav. Heviu lefnei mini meluchim and others sefukos. What they bring us? They brought us salty foods and bottles, jugs that were filled with hot air, which are dangerous for those who are thirsty and hungry. Amr lan, achlan, they say, eat, vasun chasi, please eat and then please drink. The kiva davi chad min hon shari ziko, and one of us opened up the jug, the yovle guapume, and put it on his mouth. Have rucha nafik, the air went out from this empty hot jug, and caused some type of suffocation in their throats. Hadehu dechsiv, and this is what was already said much earlier by Yeshayahu Anavi. Yeshayahu Anavi talks about the Churban. He lived 150 years before the Churban, but he forecast a lot of the ideas. So hadehu dechsiv, masa barav. Right, there is a masa, a vision. Masa is one of the words in Yeshayahu that's used for a vision. He had a load. When a Navi has a load to unload, it's the Masa. He carries it until he unloads the Navua. So Masa Barav, there was a Masa he had a vision about Barav, which is Arabia, Arav, Mitol Rav Baravia, right? That's he had a vision about Aravia. The Pasuk continues in Yeshayah, Bayar Ba'erev Talinu. Barav, Bayar Barav Talinu. Bayar in the forest, Barav, the farthest of Arabia, Talinu, you shall sleep. What does that mean? Me, we darshan. Me, nesunim by Ya'ar Halavanon. Ya'ar is a forest. So the Beis HaMikdash is also called Ya'ar Halavanon, the forest of the Levanon, which is the Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon, that helped build the Beis HaMikdash. So Bayar, those who reside in the Ya'ar, which is us, Barav Talinu, you'll lie in the Arabia, meaning you'll have to go there to try to get help. So, Minisunim Bayar, Halavanon, Barav Talinu. And we continue. The next two words of the pasuk are Archos Didanim. What does that mean? Archos Didanim. Kain Archehon Debene Dudaya Avdin. From the word cousins, Dodanim. Is this the way cousins act? Meaning that's all darshid from this pasuk in Yeshayahu many hundreds of years before the whole story happened. The Ramban picks up on this based on Chazal, that Amun and Moav also did this, right? When we were in the Midbar and going around and we were thirsty and the story is described at the end of my Midbar, we just wanted to go through their land and we wanted to get bread and water. And they went out and they did the same thing, right? They brought us out these, empty, hot water with, water bottles, but just with air. And the Ramban says, why was it so, stark that they brought it? Because they should have not just cousins, but basic Akaras Atov, basic Ammon and Moab were from Lot, and who saved Lot? Avraham. So, you know, basic Hakaras HaTov, and that's why the Ramban explains in Kiseitse why Ammon and Moab are not allowed, it's an Aveira, they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish faith. The males, not the females, because the males are the ones that should have gone out and brought us bread and water and basic food items. Not the women, it wasn't the women's job, and that's why the women weren't ossered, and that's why Rus and Naama are allowed in. But the Ramban says Ammon and Moab are out. Why? Because Hakaras HaTov is such a basic Jewish trait that if it's in the DNA that they don't have it, they can't marry in. That's the Ramban. The Ilu Ba'usham Hayumocher Lam Lechem Umayim Ki Ena Midig Lotin Nosim Rishus Lamat Tzava Lavar Bar. So fine, sell it to us. Vanira Eli Ki Akasuv Hirchik Shnei Ha'achem Eila. Says the Ramban. Shayu Gemulei Chesed Me Avraham. They got chesed from Avraham. Shehit Selaviyam v'imam menacher v'ashvi. Avraham saved their parents. Ubiz chuso shalcham Hashem mitoch afecha. And in his chus, in the Avraham's chus, Lot was saved from stone. V'yochayavin lasos tova im Yisrael. V'heim asui mahem ra. Right? They should have had basic akaras hatov and acted, but they didn't. Ha'echad sachar ala Bilam ben Ba'ar v'heim ha'moavim. The Moavites hired Bilam. And va'echa lo kadam osam alechem of amayim kasher karvel lemulo kavosh akasav atov veriam is gol of arva karavto bom bnei amon, as the pasuk continues and says. That's exactly what happened here with the Yishmaelim as well. Says the Gemara, continuing now. Yishmael shetzamei, and now this is a continuation of this point. Yishmael, remember Yishmael, your ancestor, he was so thirsty. Lo likras samei heisayu mayim, right? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring, this is the next pasuk in Yishayo, so it's a continuation of the conversation. Didn't Hashem, you know, bring water to he who was thirsty with Yishmael and Hagar? Vayivkach Elokim es eneha vatera ber mayim lo min tivuzchon atun l'gabeichon. Shouldn't you have basic Hakaras HaTov also to that? They didn't come to you because of your goodness. Klal Yisrael didn't come to Yishmael at the time of the Churban because of goodness, that they wanted some a good from you, says the Karbat Eida. Lo lekabel tova mimchem bo el berecher va'oyev, they were running away. You should have had basic compassion on them as they were fugitives. They were trying to just get some basic needs. These are all still darshaning these psukim. And now we darshan, this is a couple of psukim, pasuk later, pasuk tezvav, because of Charavos, because of swords, nadadu, they wandered, because of a cherev netusha, an open, the sheath was taken, the sword was taken out of the sheath. Shalorotso, now we darshan, what is this? This explains why we were, subject to the churban. Shalorotso, l'shamer shmitayim, as Chazal said earlier, because we didn't keep shmitah, right? 70 shmitas, we had 70 years of galus. Kvod atamar, vashvias, tishmetena unatashta. As you see, that word netusha could be related to unatashta by shmitah. And what is that related to? Shlaratzu lishmar shab sosehem. They didn't want to keep Shabbos. They didn't keep Shabbos. Kamodat amar, and we dash for the word derucha, right? Keshes derucha, but derucha could also mean trample the grapes. Bayam mahema, risi by Yehuda, dorchim gitot b'Shabbos. They were trampling the grapes on Shabbos. So you see, the derucha could be based on that. So the Psukim here in Yishayo allude to which sins caused the Churban. A lack of keeping Shemitah, a lack of keeping Shabbos, umepnei kovid melchama. And because of the heaviness of war, what is that referring to? Shlaratzu lihilachim b'melchamta shel Torah. They didn't want to fight the wars of Torah, meaning they didn't want to work hard in Torah. B'melchamta shel Torah, right? Fighting war, discussing Torah and analyzing Torah is called melchamta shel Torah. Kamoda atamar, alkein yeyamar, b'sefer melchamos Hashem. So we darshan, that doesn't mean this in the pshuto, b'sefer, when it comes to the sefer and the svarim, milchamos Hashem, the wars of God, period. There are many different ma'amari chazal that talk about why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You got to put them all together and come out with a picture. Go around the Bavli and Yuma Daftes, where that's where the Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash was the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam. That's one Gemara. Where the Gemara about Metzia and the Bavli around Daf Lamed, The Gemara there says, why the Churban happened? Shedanu din Torah. They didn't give an inch. Right? There was no lefnim mishuras hadin. They just, they didn't, you know, that's cause. And the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph. Why did the Churban happen? Shlo berchu batorah tchila. Three different chazals in the Bavli. And then they also have in Masechta Shabbos also around Daf Lama Gimel. You have a whole list there. It includes Shmita and Nivel Peh and other reasons for Galus. But here you got to put it together with Shabbos and Shmita and a lack of Milchamta Shel Torah. What is Milchamta Shel Torah here? Why doesn't it say they didn't learn Torah? So maybe this could be connected to that Shelo Bercha BaTorah Tchila based on the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi puts together two Gemaras, three Gemaras. Shelo Bercha BaTorah Tchila, that's one Gemara he puts together. Shelo Bercha, that's reason enough for Churban, that they didn't make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. And also, why was it so hard? Why didn't they make Birchas HaTorah in the morning? Just make Birchas HaTorah. So it's just to wake up in the morning. Must be something deeper. So that's why the Beis HaLevi puts this together with Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara there says, we only make brachas on the final stage of mitzvahs, but not on preparatory stages. We don't make a bracha on affixing the tzitzis to the beged. We don't make a bracha on writing the mezuzah. We don't make a bracha on cutting the lulav off of the, out of the ground. You only make a bracha on final stages of mitzvahs, right? That's called asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Earlier stages, you don't make a bracha. So says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's the secret of Shlo Berchu BaTorah Tzchila. Because we know that there are two aspects of learning Torah. There's the aspect of learning Torah to know what to do, right? Lilmad Abanas Lasos. But then there's the aspect of learning Torah, of just learning for the sake of understanding the Dvar Hashem and Limud HaTorah Lishma. That's what he talks about in beginning of Mishpatim. And he says there, that's the godless of Nasa V'Nishma. What godless Nasa we're going to do? Well, if you do, you have to have learned already, because you can't do without learning what to do. So Nasa already includes Nishma before, and there must have been a Nishma first, and then a Nasa, and then it says Nishma afterwards. That means that we're going to even study, even separate from the idea of knowing what to do. So that's what Beis HaLevi says here in Mishpatim. Yadua de limud haTorah hu mishnei panim. Echad kdei leida heichu malasos. Vim lo yilmod heich yikayim. V'lo amar es chasid. Amnam ba'anashim. That's for, women have that chiyuv too. Amnam ba'anashim yish od ma'ila echad al anashim. De nashim b'limudam. There, it's all more of a hechsher for the mitzvah. Avo ba'anashim, they're obligated. Have a limud gam mitzvah. Zasei la'atzmo. V'nimsa beis b'chinos. Limud haTorah l'shma. And that's what the nephew answered Rabbi Yishmael in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes. You know, I learned all of Torah. Could I learn Chachmas Yevanis? He says, fine when it's any time, when it's not day or night, feel free. Right? He doesn't mean Be'anash Mashas. Right? So fine, meaning there's, even if you know everything, there's an idea of continuous. So says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's why they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Because they looked at Torah only as a Hechsher mitzvah. Lo Manam Anas Lasos, and therefore they say it's not the final stage of a mitzvah, so it doesn't deserve a bracha. They didn't believe in the Limud HaTorah Lishma, that Torah connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they didn't make it wasn't chashiv in their eyes, right? That's the language of Rabbeinu Yonah there, quoted in the Ran, Nedarim Pei Aleph. He quotes, Shelo ha'isa ha'Torah chashuva b'neihem kol kach, she'iroi levarech aleha, shelo ha'yo oskim ba lishma, umitol kach ha'yo mezalzlin b'brechasa. V'hayna lo hilchu ba k'klomar b'kavanasa v'lishma. Eilu divrei harav ha'chaseh zal v'im noem ru'uyin l'misha amram. The Ran is very excited about that vart. So, but maybe that's also what's mentioned, that's alluded to in our Gemara. Because our Gemara says they didn't fight the war of the Torah. A war of the Torah. Milchamta shel Torah. So maybe that's alluding to the Limud HaTorah l'shma element, the back and the forth. Not just the maskana. So then this Gemara, this line would fit in with that Nedarim Pe'alef. Okay. We continue back to the major centers that were destroyed beforehand. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Migeres van Antipris, Shishim Ribo Yaros Hayu. In this area, there were 60,000 cities. Again, a lot. Doesn't have to be taken literally. Haktana Shaban Hayi Haisa Beit Shemesh. The smallest one was Beit Shemesh. Dechsiv Ba, Vayach Ba'anshe Beit Shemesh. How do you know Beit Shemesh was so big? Because it says, in Shmuel, when they brought back the Aron, the Aron was by the Plishtim, and then they brought it back, and right when they brought it back, the people of Beit Shemesh looked at it, and something happened, and they all died. Right? So they did something wrong there. Vayach pa'anshe Beit Shemesh, ki ro ba'aron Hashem, v'gomer, the Hashem smote the people of Beit Shemesh, because they saw the Aron. It says, 70, right, shivim ish v'chamishim elef ish. Right, it says 50,070. Vayisablu ha'am ki yik Hashem ba'am makarabah. So 70,000. It says the Gemara. And that was only a few people that saw the Aron from one side of Beit Shemesh. Ve'idu me'ruach achas ha'yu. Right, it was only from one side. Right, so therefore you see Beit Shemesh must have been huge. The Mefarshim on the there in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Perek Vav discuss what exactly did the people of Beit Shemesh there do wrong, and that it stayed with Yeshua Beit Hashimshi. But what they do, the Radak there quotes three different opinions. The Radak in Shmuel Aleph, what exactly they did wrong. Some say when they saw the Aron coming back, they didn't give it their full attention. They kept harvesting while they also like bowed down to it. That's not how you treat an Aron. Umehem amru, sharmu dvar, mashar lo kain kenegat Aron. Maybe they said negative things. V'amru man imrich dim, right? They heard about, sometimes, the Aron brought tragedy amongst the plishtim, so they were saying things. And others say, v'hanachon, shepaschu oso v'ro mashar besocho. Says the Aradak, maybe they opened it. Want to know what was inside? That doesn't work well. Right, it doesn't work well when you open up the Aron. Lefichach amru ba'aron. Right, the language of the pasuk is vayach ba'anshi Beit Shemesh ki ra'u bi'aron Hashem bi inside. Right, so that's the lefichach amru ba'aron v'lo amar aron. That's a couple of days. Some say the contrasted with the way that the plishtim held the Aron in high esteem. They gave it covet, and people of Beit Shemesh at that time did it. We continue. We add in one word from the Karban Eda. Ukidun in at mafsale kanye lo nasye. The 70,000 people in such a small area. Even if you would put reeds in that area, you wouldn't be able to get 70,000 next to each other. There were 70,000 people in that small area that saw the Aron. How is that possible? Amar Rabbi Chanina, kafsal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has since, gotten smaller, or maybe then it got bigger. But it was an ace. It was an ace. It wasn't a natural. Amr Ebzi'ira. So now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about, you know, when Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, what came down from heaven? Gufris v'melach, sulfur and salt came down and destroyed, as is described at the end of, at the end of the Torah. Gufris v'melach, sreifa kalarza, lo tzizar v'lo tzmiach. So Amr Ebzi'ira, bo rei kama chatzifa hi Eretz Yisrael. But even so, with the sulfur and salt coming down, you see how chatzifa is like, mechutzuf and strong and brazen and stubborn, and we're going to grow anyway. Shehi osa peiros. Even through this difficulty, it still tries to produce fruit. Bebreimahi osa peiros. Shrein amor and chad amor edesh mezablon osa. Because even so, there's fertilizer that the farmers give. The Karban Eda says, usually you only need fertilizer for fruit. Here they fertilize even for grain. Becharena amor edesh hofkenes afra. They turn over the afar. Meaning the top of the salt and the sulfur fell down on the ground, but they turn it over so that there's some healthy dirt on top, and that way it's able to grow. Udavi Bechadavi comes Zera Badi Bikas Arbel. One time there was somebody that was plowing, that was planting, seeding by the Arbel up north. The Kavash Yadeh, and he pushed down on his plow, the Nafagafer Yakita, and because he pushed down on the plow, some of the sulfurish earth came out from underneath. Burning Yakida Vokizara, and it burned the seeds. It shows you that sometimes they've turned it over, but that sulfur was still there underneath. Tani Rav Yossi Omer. Chamishim Ushtaim Shana Lohaya Nira Ov Tos Be'Eretz Yisrael. Right after the Churban, 52 years, there were no birds that were flying in Eretz Yisrael. It was so desolate. Matam Me'ov Hashemayim Bad Behema Nadadu Halachu. Amar Rabbi Chanina Kodim La'arboim Shana Achlo Gali Yisrael Abavel. So now Rabbi Chanina tells us Hashem knew we were going into Galus, so He kind of prepared the area 40 years before Nadu Tamar Bebavel. He had the Babylonians plant dates Al Yedei Shiyu Lahutim Achar Matika, so we could have some delicious fruit when we get there. And that could help us if we have some delicious fruit and we have some food. She Margella says a lashon l'Torah, so we would be more comfortable and be able to learn properly, learn better. Amar Rabbi Chanina b'Rei Rabbi Yavo, Sheva Meos Minei Dagim Tahorim, V'Shmona Meos Minei Chagavim Tahorim. Says Rabbi Chanina, 700 types of fish, kosher fish, and 800 types of kosher grasshoppers. Ula Ofe Mispar, and an infinite number of birds. Kulam Galo Amis Im Yisrael Bavel. They all went out to Bavel with us. When we went into Bavel, many of the wildlife that would be our sustenance went with us. Ukshachazru, kulam chazru eimar. When they all came, and when we came back, they all came back with us. Chutz ben hadak hanikra shibuta, but not the shibuta. The shibuta didn't come back. So much discussion on why didn't the shibuta come back, right? Shibuta, we know from elsewhere, shibuta is a type of fish that tastes like a pig. So they say, oh, it's not appropriate to have something that tastes like a pig. You can't even raise pigs in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuftes, says that everything usher in life has something parallel that's mutter. Right? Remember that Gemara? Kol ma da aslan rachmana sharlan kavase. Aslan dama. Well, we are not allowed to have blood, but you're allowed to have kavda, liver. Nida, dam tohar. Chelev behema, chelev chaya. Chazir, pig is aser. Mocha de shibuta. Right? The shibuta is kosher. Gerusa, lishna de kavra. Esha zish, grusha b'chaya b'ayla. It goes through all of the... So that's what the question the rabbi there asked is, I want to have basar b'chalav. Give me something that tastes like basar b'chalav. That was the context of the Gemara there, why this is in Chulin. Okay, but that's the shibuta. V'dagam echam galu. How did the fish get there if they went down to Bavel? There's no waterways that go straight. They can't get out of water. So Reb Chuna bar Yosef Amar derech hatahom galu derech hatahom chazru. All the way down in the earth, there's the depths that all water sources are somehow connected to each other underneath, and therefore they went that way. They went down and they came up and showed up in Bavel. Amar Reb Yochanan Ashrei mi shu roa b'mapalasa shol tadmur. Right, interspersed here are like how Hashem helped us and also how the Chorban happened. Praised is the one if you see the downfall of Tadmor, because Tadmor was involved. She he isa shutafas b'Chorban ha'bayis harishon b'Chorban ha'bayis hasheni. B'Chorban harishon hamida shmonim elef kshatim. B'Chorban hasheni hamida shmonas elef kshatim. Right, many thousands of archers they supplied to be against us during these Chorbanos. V'nechmesha ha'ir charash rufus. Rufus or Tunis Rufus, right? They plowed over. This was the last of the tragedy. They plowed over the Hechel. Shachik Asamos is like Yamach Shemo. That's the Talmudic way of saying Yamach Shemo. His bones should rot, right? Shachik, his bones should be crushed. That Shachik Asamos, the Gemara doesn't say that about too many people. So when it says it here about Rufus, it must be pretty serious. Okay. We continue now. Says the next Mishnah. Halacha Vav. Mishenich Nazav, Mimatin Besimcha. Right, when Av comes, Mima'atin Besimcha. So the Chassidish part is, it doesn't say no Simcha. It just says Mima'i. Even Av has some Simcha. It just says Mima'i Besimcha. Have less Simcha, but obviously not no Simcha, because you can't live life without Simcha. Mima'atin Besimcha. Okay. Shabbos, Chalat Tisha B'Av, Lios Pesocha. The week of Tisha B'Av. Right, there's nothing in Shas about the 3 weeks. Right? Unless you could say, the Gemara talks about Shavuot Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and it talks about 21 days between them, right? We had that a couple of dafim ago, but it doesn't talk about any minhagim of the 3 weeks. That is a later custom. Even the 9 days. The 9 days is not really in the Gemara. Mishenichnas Av is in the Gemara, that line. So again, that's kind of like the 9 days. But the nihugim, the halachas that are quoted, start with Shavuot Shachalbo. That's what the Mishnah says here. Shabbos, Shachal Tisha B'Av, Lias Pesocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asur Omni, Lasapra, Umalachabes. Right? It's Asur to do laundry and to get a haircut. Ubachamishi, Mutarbade Kavod Shabbos. And on Thursday, though, you can because of Kavod Shabbos. Some say this means if Tisha B'Av is on a Friday and you're not going to be able to get a haircut on Friday, you can do it on Thursday. And others say other Pshatim, but again, this is, again, when it used to be, right, that's how the Karban Eda explains it. When they used to be Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, and Tisha B'Av could fall out on a Friday. It can't fall out on a Friday, according to our calendar, but then they used to be able to get a haircut on Thursday. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two cooked items. We'll see. This is talking about the Surim Afsekes, right, the one that's very close, right, not the big meal that we eat so that we're not hungry on Tisha B'Av. The one after that we have bread and egg, you don't have two cooked items there. Lo yochal basar v'lo shtayayin, no meat, no wine. Our minhag already is not to have meat or wine for the whole 9 days, right? That's the, but here in the day, in the Gemishnah, it's only Erev Tisha B'Av. Rishim Gamliel Omer Yishana. Rishim Gamliel says, just do something different. We'll have to see what he's arguing on. Rabbi Yehuda Machai Bechfias Amita, v'hodu l'chacham. Rabbi Yaradeh Ashin Pezayin. Please, Rabbi Yehuda says that even as we do on a base ha'avel, we turn over the beds, which was the custom in the days of old. You have to do that on Tisha B'Av too. And the Chachamim, even in the days when Kfiyas Hamita was done, the Chachamim said not to do it. We don't do Kfiyas Hamita today. Nobody turns over the beds. Maybe we have different types of beds. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about that we don't do that type of nihug anymore. about turning over the bed. That's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Zayin. Avach Chai Bekfias Amita, Ubishashena, when you go to sleep, you could pick it up. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Achshav Lo Nagu Bekfias Amita. Mipnei, Sheyomer Odik Achavim Shu Machshefos. Because the guy am I going to say that we're doing some type of witchcraft and like turning over the beds and the Ode, Shen Amita Shalano, Asuyas, Kimita Shalan. Our beds are made differently. We don't have beds that you can used to be attached by loops, and you loosen the loops and it like kind of collapses. We don't have those kind of beds. And therefore it is not dumb. Some of the Mefarshim, if I remember, right, what's the message though of the Kfiyas Hamita? Right? The bed is where the Tselem Elokim was first created. Right? Tselem Elokim is created in the bed, between a husband and a wife. So now that somebody dies, there's less Tselem Elokim in the world. And therefore, you do something with the beds as if to recognize the lack of that Tselem Elokim, in the world. So some say that's where the covering the mirrors came from. So we cover the mirrors because a mirror celebrates Tselem Elokim. I look in the mirror and that's why the, minhag is to cover the mirrors. Maybe it comes from that Kfiyas Hamita. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We mentioned earlier in the Masechta that there were certain types of behaviors that weren't done on those serious fast days. On the later fast days. So those behaviors, lechora, aren't done during the 9 days either. Certain types of construction. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, hada dat amar binyan shel simcha. Only binyan shel simcha is not done. Like building a place to get married. Avalam haya koslo goeh, sosu baneu. But as we said earlier, if the wall's fallen down, you can fix it. Construction is dangerous. Amar Shmuel, bekosa degani bay. Shmuel said earlier also, not any wall, only if it's the wall of the place that you're sleeping in, and that's gonna fall, so that's when you're allowed to fix it. Rabbi Ba, Bar Kohen, Amar Kumi, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Ada, Rav Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi. We had this all earlier. Also, Laris Isha, Be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to even do Erusin, first stage of a Jewish marriage, on Friday. Why? Because, as we'll, just wait for a second. Hadadat Amar Shlola Shasudas Erusin. That's only regarding the meal that accompanied. Because eating on Erev Shabbos is a lack of Kavod Shabbos. Usually Kavod Shabbos are doing things on Erev Shabbos. Washing and setting the table and buying good, that's Kavod. Here, not doing something is Kavod Shabbos. Not having a big meal. So that's why Sudas Erusin is what's out on Erev Shabbos. Hala Aris Yaris, but to do just the actual Erusin, Hariyah Mekudeshesli, when it used to be done separately, that for sure is Mutter. Shmuel Amar, even on Tisha B'Av you can do Erusin. You don't want anybody to get her before you get her. Which is interesting, because if it's also to you, it should be also to everybody else also. So what are you worried about? But that's the Gemara. Michlo Vashidasi to Shmuel. As we had earlier, this is against the other statement of Shmuel. Tamanu Omer, Shmuel says elsewhere that there's something called Basheret that nobody's going to get, you know, the one that you're supposed to marry. Elohim Moshe Yechidim Beis Hashem makes people have individuals in a house. B'mosnayim Lalos Heima Mehevel Yachad. And we darshan from there that everybody, right, 40 days before a person is born, or 40 days before even fertilization, a bas kol goes out to say who we're going to marry. V'achu Amar Hachin. So if there's a whole bas kol, so what do you mean somebody's going to take your wife? Answer, Shalei Kedmenu Acher B'Tfilah. No, because it sounds like from the Gemara, and this is how the Pashup Shot is, because even if you have somebody, A, that you're supposed to marry, if somebody else davens really hard, then they could usurp, you could usurp the that wife. So that's what Shmuel means. And the Gemara just ends off by saying, Afilu Ken Lo Kaima, which most Mefarshim say means, but that marriage is not going to last anyway. So don't try it. Don't try it. Lo Kaima. So that's, again, we had this earlier, we discussed the concept of Basheret and the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. It can't be that there's something that's totally out of your Bechira, because if it's a mitzvah, like the Rambam holds like getting married is a mitzvah, you can't say there's a mitzvah that's out of your Bechira to choose. The Me'iri in Yevamis on Daf Mem Gimel, where this was also discussed, even though in Tainus he quotes the Pshat like I just explained it, but the Me'iri has another lashon of Lokaima. Lokaima means we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Meaning, the tirate, shema yikadmenu achar betfila, afilu kein lo kaima klomar, ein halacha kein. Ein halacha kein. Doesn't mean that the marriage is not going to last that. We don't paskin that you could do marriage on Tisha B'Av. We don't paskin shema yikadmenu barachamim. So, in the footnote in the Meiri, he talks about, this is the maskana here of the, Meiri in Yevamis, that you cannot do erusin on Tisha B'Av, but the Pashup Shot elsewhere is that you can, based on the Kamenu Achar B'Tfilah. Amar Rabbi Yona, so that was all those 8 lines we had earlier. Now we're back to Tisha B'Av. Hadat, the week of Tisha B'Av. Hadat, Amar, when do we say that you can't do laundry? Miravach u Milbosh. when you wash it and wear it. But what if you're just washing for after the 9 days? So Rabbi Yonah says that's okay. The Karbonada adds in another name here. Rav Sheshes Amar, Kenan and Amri. No, this is what we say. Hadin Katsra, those launderers, Asrle Mevet, Avita, they can't do their work during the 9 days. Meaning, period. You can't wash, you can't do laundry during the 9 days for even after the 9 days. Matiza Pliga, Rabbi Yonah, and our mission is against Rabbi Yonah, because what do our Mishnah say? Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha, right, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Mid Sabrim L'Chabiz V'Chabiz 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 Shabbos. You can't do laundry, except if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, then you can do laundry on Thursday. But otherwise, you can't do laundry for after Tisha B'Av. So we assume that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yonah. It sounds like it's always Asur. What would Rabbi Yonah answer? Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rav Hamnuna, L'Tis Baris Hushva. No, maybe that last line of, on Thursday it's mutter, is just talking about haircuts. Laundry you could do even if it's for afterwards. But haircuts you can't do for afterwards unless it's Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. We paskin l'chumra there. We paskin that one is not allowed to do laundry during the 9 days, even if it's for afterwards. I'm going to give something to the dry cleaners for afterwards that one is not supposed to do because it's an idea of Hesach Hadas from the Churban. And if it's a Hesach Hadas, not a din of wearing new clothes, it's a din of just focusing on the future, and that I shouldn't be doing. Rabbi Baba Kohen Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosi Ravacha B'Shem Rabbi Yevo Tishrei Shchol Yes B'Shabbes Shtei Shabbos is Mutaros. Huge topic in the postkin. If Tishrei was on Shabbos, is there a Shua Shechabo that year? Right? Because when do you fast on Sunday? So the previous week, so here the Paskins is Mutter. The previous week is not Shua Shechabo because you didn't fast in Tisha B'Av. It's a Shabbos. And the following week is a fake Tisha B'Av. It's only a Nidcha. So Rabbi Yevo says, there's no Shua Shechabo there. La'acharav Mahu, separate question. What about if Tisha B'Av is like on Tuesday? It says Shavua Shechabo has certain behaviors. What about after Tisha B'Av? Is the whole week affected even after Tisha B'Av or not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lachra Vasser. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, the whole week, even after Tisha B'Av. Rishu Man Lakish Amar Lachra Mutter. We pass him like Rish Lakish. Interesting. We usually pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass him like Rish Lakish. Here, that afterwards is Mutter. Drasha Rebchia Barbala Tzipori. Rebchia Barbala gave a drasha in Tzipori L'chumra. L'kibla Aleha, they didn't accept it. They didn't accept it. Amar of Emiler of Yossi. V'in bin Achui shall Rebchia Hagadol Chalak Alav. Doesn't Rav ben Achui Shabchia, the nephew of Rebchia, doesn't he argue? Meaning, doesn't he hold the kula? So what are you darshaning l'chumra? Amarle, b'therish pligin. There's a machlokas about it. What do you mean? What does he hold? There's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar lachar v'asar, Rabbi Shimon lachash amar lachar mutter. Right, so it's mutter. So ma ovel Rabbi Shimon min lachish. What does Reish Lakish do with the pashup shot of the Mishnah, which sounds like Shavuot Shechabo is asar? Right, the week is asar, sounds like even afterwards. Patala, no, he would say, you know what the Mishnah is about? Tishrei Rav Shechalis b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or the other Girsa, when it falls out on Friday. It falls out on Friday, so there is no La'acharav. That's why the Mishnah sounds like, oh, it's all Asar. There is no La'acharav, because it's the end of the week. If there would be La'acharav, it would be Mutter. But that's how Reish Lakish would understand. V'lesh Shema Minah Klum, and therefore there's no Kasha on Reish Lakish. Okay, we'll have to stop here. L'Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the second to last daf here in Maseches Tainus. Interesting, it's very similar dafim, right? Tainus Bavli, I think, is also Lamed Aleph. And here's Tainus Yerushalmi. Lamed Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.